Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. I am looking at right now a photo of this Tim Walz out of Minnesota. People are asking, why does Tim Walz always like to wear the Special Forces crest? Tim Walz did not serve in Special Forces. He's not entitled to wear that in terms of his actual service. Well, is he wearing it because he got it as a gift? That was one of his explanations. Again, just one, or is he trying to mislead people? You know, I sit here in the former plaque shack. I really am trying to replace so many of the plaques. I do have a spot reserved, though. I have to tell you this. You know, once the video things are done from the most recent Quest for Cookies presentation for the Friendship Circle, they're going to be submitted. It's essentially a master's degree in motivational speaking. So once they get in, then I'm going to submit them. Excuse me. And, well, I'm hoping it's approved. And if it's approved, then I do have a spot on the wall for that. There's going to be definitely going to be a spot for a master motivational speaker. You no doubt about that. But, you know, some of the other stuff I'm just trying to take down. I'm trying to put up some programs from various speaking engagements that I've done and photos with family and photos with friends and stuff like that. But a huge part of what is here at the former Plaque Shack are pieces of my dad's service to this nation. Right? My dad was not in the Special Forces, so there are no Special Forces pins here. My dad was in the United States Army. By the way, my dad was never an officer in the Army. So there are no representations of him having achieved officer status. In other words, his service is honestly reflected in the stuff that I have displayed here. My dad served as a military police officer, so we've got the brassard, the armband. I got a badge. Now, at the time he served as a military police officer, they did not actually wear badges on their breast, but they did in later years get a badge that is worn on the chest. So, well, all right, I know he didn't wear this one, but I'm putting it up there. And I've got a couple of his old nightsticks. One of them was essentially for, I guess, everyday duty, if you will, and one was, at least in theory, more in your Class A's. It's a slightly different color and a slightly different shape. But that's what's up here. I've got a small, it's amazing to me, he spent 40-some-odd years in the service of the United States government. Not all of the military, he was a civilian employee for the bulk of that, but he's got a very, very small plaque. It's like, I don't know, a little 4x6 or something. I mean, it's small, but that's hanging up here. I've got a letter from the president commending him for something he did. That's hanging up on the wall. And I got one or two things that I've done. You know, one of the things I did was to take my old badges and patches from each of the agencies that I worked with throughout the years and put them into frames. So I finally completed that the other day. And I've got them up. You know, I wouldn't have anything up where I didn't serve. Right? I would say, oh, yeah, you know, all that time I spent as an FBI officer, agent, or officer. FBI has its own police department as well. Right? I didn't do that. I'm not going to say that I did. So for this Tim Walz to say that he was this or that when he wasn't that, my God, it's just so insulting any way you slice it. And these lies have been part of the official Tim Walz websites and publications and everything. You know, he's never been shy about telling people he was in war when he was never in a combat situation. He had told people in his official information, and the Kamala Harris site said he served for 25 years. Well, he didn't. He served for 24 years. And again, I'm willing to give him a pass on that one. Sometimes you round up, right? He served for 24 years in 1 month. Do you look at the years and go, well, you know, I'm willing to give him that. I really am. I'm not going to beat him up on that one. He probably should have corrected it, but that would mean that he would have to pay attention to it in the first place. I'm not sure that he did. But he sure as hell knew that he was not a sergeant major. He knew he was not a command sergeant major. And he knew that by listing those things, he was insulting every single man and woman who had achieved that actual rank. That is the definition of stolen valor. Now, I want to give you some pieces from President Trump that you need to hear. You may or may not hear them elsewhere. I don't know. But cut number two, please.
I can't believe it. I never thought this was going to be the one that was picked. I know him a little bit. I helped him very much during the riots because his house was surrounded by people that were waving an American flag. Doesn't sound like very bad people. And he called me and he was very concerned, very, very concerned that it was going to get out of control. They only had one guard. I guess it was at the mansion or at his house in some form. And he called me. I said, what do you want me to do about it? I was in the White House. He said, if you would put out the word that I'm a good person. And I did. I put out the word. I said, he's a good person. I hope everything's good. And everybody put down their flags and took their flags with them. But they took their American flags and their MAGA flags and they left. It was thousands of people. And that was the first time I said, wow, that's very interesting. And he called me back and he thanked me very much. That's my only thing I ever had to do with him. He's a very, very liberal man, and he's a shocking pick, and I'm thrilled. I could not be more thrilled.
Okay. All right, so that's former President Trump on this Tim Walz character. I got news for you. Tim Walz is more than a very liberal guy. He is a socialist. Let's go all in. He's a communist. He said about socialism, well, you know, one man's socialism is another man's neighborliness. How does that work? Because what you guys do in socialism is you take my stuff and you give it to somebody else that you like better, or you keep it for yourself. That does not sound or seem particularly neighborly to me. All right, here's former President Trump speaking about our not ready for primetime Vice President Kamala Harris. Cut number three.
Well, I am. I'm going to be doing that, what he wants. If you look at his record with no walls, no security, let everybody in, he's worse than they are. You know, nobody knew how radical left she was, but he's a smarter version of her, if you want to know the truth. He's probably about the same as Bernie Sanders. He's probably more so than Bernie Sanders. She is more so than Bernie Sanders. That's got to be your guide, Bernie Sanders, and it's not a great guide. But there's never been a ticket like this. This is a ticket that would want this country to go communist immediately, if not sooner. We want no security. Mm-hmm. We want no anything. He's very heavy into transgender. Anything transgender he thinks is great. And he's not where the country is on anything. Okay, let me tell you, this is a shocking pick. And I think it's very insulting to Jewish people. And I think it's very insulting to people that want security. I think it's very insulting to anything having to do with making America great again.
He's right. President Trump is absolutely, positively right. There's nothing that he said there that is untrue. Nothing. Now I'd like to know, will people be made aware of that? Will people hear what he had to say? I hope so. I promise I will do my part. I will share that over and over and over and over and over again. But it is a difficult time right now in this country, and there's no nice way to say that. And I know there are people who are just, it's almost like they're afraid to push the button. The button's got to be pushed. Well, Jeff, I don't know. I Donald Trump said something once, and I didn't like it, and he had those mean tweets, and I understand all that. I really do. Believe it or not, I'm a very sensitive guy. I am completely and totally empathetic in that regard. But I also know that I love my children, and I love this country. And I know that my children will have an opportunity if President Trump is returned to the Oval Office. And I know that my children will not have that opportunity if Kamala Harris gets to the Oval Office. And so I have to put my sons ahead of me. And I've done that throughout their lives. I've made some pretty big sacrifices, and I don't necessarily talk about them on the air. You may not know about them. That's okay. But I'm here to tell you, I've made some very big sacrifices for my sons. Because I think that's what I'm called to do. And even if I sat here and said, man, I don't like the way Trump talks. I don't like his style. That was mean tweet. But okay. Let's say, I mean, I don't actually feel that way, but let's say I felt that way. 110%. And then I said, okay. So I can have like a temper tantrum. I'll vote someplace else. Or I can say, you know what? All that stuff stinks. But he's still going to give opportunities to my sons. I'm on the side of my sons and yours. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Oh, yeah. Well, there's some memories. They do, and I got news for you. They're going to be falling for a while, but it is 520-ish. You got the only clock in the world that has a little section for ish, 520-ish. So I have got a family four-pack of tickets for you for NASCAR. Now, that's the nice thing is that by the time the race comes around, you're going to be just golden. No worries at all. It's just, today you got to go through this. So if you want to go, I got the tickets for you. We always try and make it so super easy because I just love making people winners. I really do. You just give us a call at 833-804-1140. Make a caller number 11 so that... it's relatively easy for Germ back at the Radio Factory, 833-804-1140. Caller number 11, you'll get yourself a family four-pack of tickets for the big NASCAR event at Richmond Raceway this weekend. I have changed the Facebook profile pic. A number of folks are reaching out and said, Jeff, what is this all about? I mentioned to you that I had been invited to write a chapter for an upcoming book. And it's done. And this is what the cover is going to be. So I put that up as my Facebook profile, and you can see it. It's called Elevate and Empower. That's the name of the book. And myself, along with, I think there are nine other folks involved in this project. It's very, very exciting. It's been very interesting. Because it's not just writing your own chapter, you know, you're dealing with some really good editors, and the other people who are part of this are just fantastic. I mean, they really, honest to goodness, are just amazing. But you can see this is insights on personal growth, resilience, and transformation. So I shared Julia's story. This has become really my favorite keynote address to deliver, the quest for cookies. I'm developing another one, by the way. The folks who attended my presentation for the Friendship Circle last week said, we'd like to know more about your Aunt Ethel. And then yesterday I was on a panel here in Hanover County for supported disability employment. And I talked a little bit about my Aunt Ethel and her journey from a state institution to a group home where, frankly, she was able to have a full life. So I think I'm going to develop another keynote that focuses on that. Yeah, that's as a result of people asking. Hey, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., my buddy John Reed's going to be here. You don't want to miss him for any reason. Always great stuff, but especially with this bad weather. Our friend Dr. Keith Abelow is coming up in just a couple of moments. 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 533, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. The weather is miserable. I'm just telling you right now, the winds are picking up. We've got really heavy rains out here. Why my son is still working over at the golf club. Who the hell is golfing in this? You got to be totally bat crap crazy to be golfing in this. But, you know.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe works there. He earns his money and, you know, pays part of the bills for school. And yeah, I don't know what the heck he's doing. But anyway, this is just the beginning of it. Just so you know, this is going to be with us and it's going to get worse. There you go. We got heavy rain. We've got thunderstorms, 1 to 2 inches of rain through the overnight. And it's going to be with us through the evening, through the overnight, through all day tomorrow. So make sure you're listening to John Reed first thing in the morning. There could be some flooding issues. I don't know. There's a tornado watch in effect that's going to remain in effect. Okay, so there's all the bad news. Now, here's even worse news. Kamala Harris has picked an out-and-out communist to run with her, and nobody's holding these nitwits accountable. It's, what, 18, 19 days since she was handed the nomination. She won't talk to the press. Former President Trump held a press conference at Mar-a-Lago, and I don't know, I'm hearing little bits and pieces of it. I personally, and again, nobody's asking me for my advice, but I'm giving it. I want to see President Trump out in these swing states. I want him in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, North Carolina. He's got to go there in person. Why? J.D. Vance is a nice guy, but he's running for vice president. And these are places where a personal appearance from the president, the presidential candidate, means so much. Anyway, it's just me bloviating. Let me ask my friend Dr. Keith Ablo to join us and bloviate in front of all of us for just a moment or two. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I am doing well. I am I'm dealing with some weather here. I'm hoping that up in my other beloved Commonwealth, things are okay.
It's okay for now. It looks like it could degenerate a little bit. Cloudy and maybe, you know, we've had tons of rain. Yeah. So it could certainly be headed in that direction, for sure.
If only it would wash off the leftist stain that is all over that that formerly wonderful place known as Massachusetts. But I don't think that's going to happen, is it?
I don't think that's going to happen. What would be left? I don't know. It's really an amazing thing. Although there is hope. I saw a Trump flag in Newburyport.
You did not.
Up in, yes, Trump was right about everything, the flag says, and it's
wow.
I could probably a well hit baseball from my cottage to that wonderful gentleman's place. Would hit the wall, and I'm going to knock on his door and introduce myself and hand him a copy of my book and say, hey, here you go, man.
Yeah,
it's good to be, you know, there's a friendly in the area.
Exactly. He sounds like somebody who needs to trump his life. There's no doubt about that. Well, Keith, I just want you to have at it, my friend. Since we spoke last, we've got this Tim Walz. It's clear to me, now, maybe I'm reading something into it, but it's clear to me that the Jew haters in the Democrat Party would rather risk losing the state of Pennsylvania than pick a Jew to actually run with Kamala Harris. I mean, to me, it's appalling.
It seems clear to me that they've decided that they don't want to risk their base, which is anti-Semitic, in some measure. They don't want to risk that. They don't want people to stay home because they pick a Jewish person as number two. That is appalling and just testimony to the fact that, you know, I mean, in so many ways we've come so far, and in some ways it feels like we haven't. And it's always the left. It seems to me like they say, well, you know, the right, you know, the folks on the right, they're reactionary, they're this, they're that. I think the tolerance level from Democrats is like zero.
That's right.
Right? I mean, what they want to tolerate is any kind of different lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of differences between people, not so much.
That's right.
Especially if those folks, you know, happen to be Jewish. And, you know, this country, as a constitutional republic, I'll remind you, is based on Hebrew principles.
That's right.
And Christian ideals. But
that's
the
right.
Judeo-Christian foundation of this country is the reason for the Constitution existing.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So, in essence, what they're saying is they hate the country because the country is based on these principles that we share. But that's not any surprise because that was the Barack Obama platform touring the world saying we suck.
Yeah. Now, this is the natural continuation, right? This is the, hey, not to worry, we're going to finish breaking America ticket.
This is, you know, Bernie Sanders on steroids.
Yep.
But of course, they wouldn't tolerate him because he's Jewish. So they stole it from him. They've stolen it from another Jewish person now in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
And so it's pretty clear to me that there's no tolerance for Jewish folks. What's strange to me, by the way, is that any Jewish person would find some comfort in voting Democrat. It's odd. You know, I remember, you know, I have a dear friend of mine, Paul Carlucci, who was the publisher of the New York Post, great friend of mine.
Okay.
And he said, he asked me about, a couple members of my family. At that time, I said, well, I can't believe it, Paul, but they might vote for Obama. He said, "What? But Keith, you're Jewish.
Yeah.
Are they not Jewish? I said, yeah, no, they are. He said, well, they can't do that. But, you know, Farrakhan and the rest of it, we forget.
That's right. Right.
But that embrace of Louis Farrakhan, who, you know, basically spoke about getting rid of Jewish people.
Yeah. But you know, as well as I do sitting here, Keith, that come election time, all of our good friends in Marblehead and Swampscott, and we're right.
Uh-huh.
Every shul is going to have 100% turnout, and they're going to vote for the team that turned their back on the Jewish guy. And for the life of me, I need professional counseling because I can't figure it out.
The only thing I can think of is that there's some kind of psychological stance that the Jewish community is vulnerable to, which suggests that if you throw your lot in with those you perceive to be marginalized, that you'll be embraced by them.
Mm.
That's not the case.
No, no.
Right? These people are clear. They've said it. Like, they're not your friends.
That's right.
And this sort of self-destruction that someone might argue the Jewish community is walking toward is really, you know, to be avoided. It's a tremendously bad idea. These people don't like you.
How often do you think, and let me remind everybody, Dr. Keith Amblo is joining us. Keith is, number one, a brilliant guy and somebody I just take such great delight in chatting with. But in addition to that, an amazing author, talented artist. You're a real Renaissance man. I can't even spell Renaissance, but you're a Renaissance man. And
I don't think I could either, so we're together on that.
But you are, and the Trump Your Life is one of the books by Keith that you have to get. But, Keith, let me ask you about the comfort level that we're seeing with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz lie about things. Tim Walz has completely and totally lied about his service, claiming to have served for longer than he did, claiming that he retired at a rank that he never achieved. And you would think this would be disqualifying. Frankly, I would think that you couldn't be such a depraved human being that you would engage in stolen valor.
Well, one would think that, but then you would think about a guy like Joe Biden, and you'd say, well, there's somebody who, you know, plagiarized things during his academic career, who tells all kinds of tall tales about his whole personal history. And you say, well, wait, well, maybe people have been coaxed so far from the truth, so far from reality, by virtue of social media and by virtue of all these examples of left-leaning politicians, coaxed because they would maintain that you should even address people by the pronouns they choose, mind not the realities of their anatomy and genetics.
Right.
Are we going to argue now about somebody's military record? Like, talk about splitting hairs. Like, really? I mean, Tim Walz, if he wants to be a woman tomorrow and says, I am, we're all supposed to use she and her. For Tina.
That's right.
Tina Walz.
That's right.
And I'm supposed to worry about whether he stole his valor, which is non-existent?
Yeah. I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. I don't even know why I raised that point. You're right. I mean, here's a guy who said, well, of course, young men in the boys' bathrooms in elementary school and middle school and high school, of course they should have tampons, but, you know, to deal with their menstrual cycle. And by the way, and this is the one that is so terrifying, Keith, and you've talked about it so many times. This Tim Walz says, hey, your kids belong to the state of Minnesota, and if we decide we're going to engage in genital mutilation with them, that's our business, not yours.
Well, exactly right. The state, as parent, you as an individual having no authority, no agency, you don't have the right to parent your children, but you also don't have the right to your own self. Right, that's why the left has become the party of taxing, of innumerable regulations. You can't live your life because you're buried in a million different rules that if you break one, they can put you in jail. And that's intentional. It's to paralyze you in a web of immobilizing rules and regulations where you just throw up your hands and say, all right, fine. Just tell me what to do, okay? Maybe send me some checks or something, because I can't navigate this as an independent, autonomous creature. You win. Well, they're not going to win. We can't let them win, but you're right. Trump has to get out there. He has to get to as many states as he possibly could. Remember 2016 when he was in, four different states within a day or he's got to be that guy. He's got to get out there and assume that everything's in play.
Absolutely. You are, as per usual, spot on. Hey, Keith, I always want people to avail themselves of you and the website, keithablow.com. You got all sorts of resources there. The book, Trump Your Life, Amazon, best way to get it?
That's the best way to get it. And you know what? Read through it. Open it to any lesson. Anything you learn from this guy is going to stand you in good stead. Any of the 25 lessons on how to channel the qualities of a guy who gets shot, stands up, pumps his fist in the air, and says, fight.
Say, hell of a guy. Keith, I appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Dr. Keith Ablow. Go to his website, keithablow.com, keithablow.com. All sorts of information, material. He works with people. He's doing great coaching work, getting people to their top level of performance. One of the things I love about him. And again, so many books that he's written, but the one that really is important to you right now, the most important, is Trump Your Life. And you can find that at Amazon. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Oh, he's got a million of them, doesn't he? All right. Thank you so much, Jeremy, back there at the Radio Factory. A theme today. There's rain. I don't know if you've noticed it yet, but, man, there's a lot of rain. I want to share a couple of things with you. And, Jerm, I know we're going to have a couple of things that go into the soggy silent category for Monday, but they're important, so those waltz spin things we'll definitely have to hold on to. But I got to get these out there to you right now. Let me share with you very quickly something that is going on in the United Kingdom, England. They are getting ready to arrest people for posting certain things on social media. Cut number 6.
The offense of incitement to racial hatred involves publishing or distributing material which is insulting or abusive, which is intended to or likely to start racial hatred. So if you retweet that, then you're republishing that, and then potentially you're committing that offence. And we do have dedicated police officers who are scouring social media, Their job is to look for this material and then follow up with identification arrests and so forth. So it's a really, really serious. People might think they're not doing anything harmful. They are, and the consequences will be visited upon them.
Wow. Well, you know, that's what happens when you don't have a First Amendment. You don't have free speech rights. They just, by the way, arrested a 55-year-old woman for doing something like this. She apparently retweeted, whatever you call it now, a photo of some of the rioting going on. That was enough. Boom. She's in the clink. But luckily, we do have free speech, right? Cut number five.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
Oh, really? Oh, by the way, that's Tim Walz, the guy who was the proven liar about his military service, the guy who was a hardcore communist, the guy who says that the state of Minnesota, where he is the governor, has every right in the world to take your child away and engage in genital mutilation. What more do you need to know? It's insanity. Absolute insanity. This country does hang in the balance, man. We got to get our stuff together. I'm just saying. All right. Tomorrow. Remember, I'm not here. Don't get scared. Don't get upset. I've got the semi-annual burning of the nerves. I should send out cards so you can save the date. But anyway, that's that. And, you know, we'll deal with it. So not to worry about it. Make sure you're with me on social media. Jeff Katz Show on X, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. Beware this weather, please. Be careful. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, we get the chance to do this all again on Monday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.